great time we had of worship and fellowship out here at 6:30 this morning. You folks got to sleep in, so now you should be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. What a glorious day to come and be in the house of the Lord and to worship, and to remember and celebrate that the Scripture, that the Gospel, the Good News was true. That Jesus was crucified, and after 3 days, the tomb couldn't hold him. And that's our reassurance for ourselves. We too will be raised with the risen Christ as believers in Jesus Christ as our Savior. I'm glad you're with us today. A quick reminder, your Connect cards. I hope you got one today. We were putting them in the bulletin this morning as you came in. If you're a first-time visitor with us, or just like more information about the church or messages to myself or the office, that's the best way for you to do that as well. So drop those in the offering plate as they come around this morning, and we would be blessed to have you as a part of our congregation. So if you're a visitor today, maybe you can consider making this your church. We would love to have you and share in the ministry of Jesus with you. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you. God of mystery, God of wonders and love, God of resurrection and new life. Last night we wept because we thought you were dead. This morning, like Mary in the garden, we mistake you for someone else and ask where you have gone. But you have wakened us with sunshine, opening our eyes to daffodils and cherry blossoms, filling our ears with birdsong, filling our hearts with joy. For you are not dead, but risen, and live among us now. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.
We're just going to continue praising Him alive forever and ever. And the second one comes from Mark 16:6. He has risen. He is not here. Please join us.
Mary went down there all sad and When she got there, what did she see first? The stone was gone, wasn't it? Well, I wonder who did that?
An angel.
An angel, okay. He goes to Catholic school. Good job. I know somebody's got the answer this morning. So Mary gets there and she runs up there. She doesn't run, but she holds them. We don't run when we walk, do we? Well, she gets there and the stone is gone. And she asks this man, "Where's Jesus?" What did the man say? "Who are you looking for? Are you looking for a dead body? Or are you looking for Jesus who's risen?" Because you see, they'd forgotten the story that Jesus told them. They weren't quite as smart as you because they thought Jesus would still be there. And when they get there, he's gone. But he had told them, "In 3 days I will rise." So the big surprise is not how many Easter bunnies we get in our Easter basket, or how many malted milk cakes that we get in our... I love malted milk cakes. It doesn't matter how much of that we get. The big surprise for this morning is that when they went to the tomb and they looked in, Jesus was gone. That's a pretty big surprise, isn't it? That's not what they expected, is it? So the story of this Easter is, Easter, I wrote this down because I wanted to say it right, because I could mess this up. The big Easter surprise isn't about finding something that wasn't expected. It was about not finding what was expected. Did you get that? When we expect something to happen, Easter is about finding something we weren't expecting. Do you get that? Do you all get that? We expected to find a dead body decomposing, and Jesus was gone. That's the story of Easter. That's pretty simple, isn't it? You ready to go home? Let's go to McDonald's and get some sausage egg biscuits. You know? Because that's the whole story. That's the story of Easter. We're surprised by the story of Jesus not being there. Right? So I'm pretty happy about that, aren't you? I like Jesus, do you? I think Jesus is a good friend, don't you? Absolutely. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for the unexpected this morning. As we too run to see if you're there and not finding you in the way we expected. So, Father, let us expect the unexpected when it comes to you as our Savior. Father, bless these young people. Let them forever know that you love them more than anything else, and that your arms are wrapped tightly around them and love them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. You want to go to Sunday school? Okay. All right. Sunday school, we'll go over to the other building. Okay? Blessing it is to have that fresh perspective on things this morning, right? Let's expect the unexpected today and every day. It's the time in our service when we go before the Lord in prayer. So folks, I'd like to lift up this morning. I know you bring folks with you this morning in your heart. I lift them up to the Lord this morning with you, so just bring them to the cross as we pray here in a moment. I lift these folks up today. We've got a prayer request come in this morning. Marcia Schellenberger, Sheila Meyer's sister's in the hospital, been admitted, I guess that's today. We pray for Marcia. We give praise to God that Anna, Barbara Russell's daughter, Anna, seems like she doesn't have cancer. But there's still issues with the liver, so she may be facing a future liver transplant. But it says the cancer might be limited to the liver. But fingers crossed. servant as well. We're lifting up Wayne and Glenn Miller this morning. We lift up Ken Friend. Ken was in an auto accident yesterday and totaled out his car. If you saw the news last night of the rollover accident at Lucerne and Dixie Highway, that was Ken Friend. So he's in St. Mary's this morning. He's sore. I spoke with him, so he's on the road to recovery. But just keep their family as usual in your prayers. We continue to lift up Karen Snyder and David. Karen and David, good to see you all today in church. It's a blessing to have you all here. We had a great turnout yesterday for our Easter celebration, and I think we had about 140 people here and over 100 kids yesterday, so we had a great time, and it was just a great time to fellowship and having young families here, and what a blessing it was. So I want to lift up all those folks who were here yesterday on our campus, and just pray for God's will and provision in their lives as well, and they would find a need to be in church. So as we go to the Lord in prayer, be sure to bring those that are on your heart this morning. Let's go and pray together at the cross. Gracious and loving God, what an awesome day you've given us today. Father, irregardless of the mood in the morning when we wake up, I pray that our first thoughts would go to you, and that our mood would swiftly change to one of joy. Maybe not joy as to where we are in the world and our circumstances, but joy in the fact that you love us and you care for us and you sent your Son here to die for us. Father, today we come burdened with many what seem to be overwhelming circumstances for some of us. Father, I pray today that we can give them up, that we can leave them at the cross. And as we run to the tomb this morning, we should expect the unexpected. So, Father, today, we pray for our hurting congregation, but more than ever, we pray for the joy that can fill our heart through you. Father, we live in a darkened and troubled world. The things that make no sense, feeling of war breaking out at any time, the unsettling governments of the world that leave us with uncertainty about tomorrow. But Father, as believers, we are to trust you and not man. Father, we are to trust you and not ourselves. Father, today we celebrate a risen King. A King that came in the form of a baby. A baby who changed the world. So Father, today we celebrate a risen Christ, a risen Savior, a risen friend. And Father, this morning as we gather, we pray that our faith would carry us through. We know our faith does not keep us safe. But we know our faith will keep us safe in you. Father, we are grateful for this day. We are grateful for a Savior that said, yes, Father. So as we worship today, I pray that our thoughts would be thoughts that would change the world. Father, we need love in this world. And we come today as your representatives. So, Father, I pray today that love would be the language that we speak and that joy would come from us. Father, help us in that. Father, allow us to pray the prayer that you taught your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you.
bring our gifts and our offerings this day. Would the ushers please come forward?
Today it is about the open cross, but it's also about when he rose. And we're so blessed and so thankful for that fact. That's what we're, our faith is all about. So it's very thankful for us.
Thank you.
you, but Easter is a time that I think, more importantly than anything else, we should remember that Jesus was willing to go to the cross for each one of us. Do we deserve it?
No.
That's this grace that Jesus talks about. None of us deserve it, but all of us can have it. Freely given.
Amen.
Our scripture today comes from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Not necessarily your typical Easter scripture, but Peter is telling us that this love of Christ, this gift of salvation, is for everybody. I hope if you're sitting here today, and those that you represent, your family and friends that are not here, maybe they don't think this is worth it. Maybe they don't believe this stuff. But God still loves them and is seeking them in the relationship. So never give up hope. Making assumptions today, I assume that you're here because you believe this story. And that this salvation is meant just for you. So I want to read to you from Acts today and a little bit here in Colossians as well. And hear these words. Peter said, I really am learning that God doesn't show partiality to one group of people over another. Rather, in every nation, whoever worships Him and does what is right is acceptable to Him. This is the message of peace He sent to the Israelites, by proclaiming the good news through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism John preached. You know about Jesus of Nazareth, whom God anointed with the Holy Spirit and endowed with power. Jesus traveled around doing good and healing everyone oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything He did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They killed Him by hanging Him on a tree. But God raised Him up on the third day and allowed Him to be seen, not by everyone, but by us. We are witnesses whom God chose beforehand, who ate and drank with Him after God raised Him from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that He is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about Him, that everyone who believes in Him receives forgiveness of sins through His name. Colossians 3, 1 through 4. Therefore, if you were raised with Christ, look for the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at God's right side. Think about the things above and not things on earth. You died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Folks, we can show up in glory with Jesus. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for these words of Peter and from the words to the Colossians from Paul. Father, we can rest assured that as followers of Jesus, we too shall be raised in eternity. Father, we love you. Thank you for these reassurances today. And thank you for your Son, who died on a cross and rose on this beautiful Easter morning. We love you. Father, we love you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So as I thought about this message for Easter, the world we live in has concerned me on occasion. Has it you? You turn on the news and North Korea's parading around a nuclear ICBM and trying to fire them off to scare us. And we show our might in the world by sending our Navy, our military. As I prepared this message of Easter, I thought, doesn't our world see the gifts that are promised in Easter morning? This gospel that I've read from today, Peter says it's for everyone. And I love Peter's reaction to this. It's like he was pondering one day. He's like, well, son, but not, this stuff's for everybody. In those days, to be a Christ follower, most likely you were Jewish, or at least half Jewish. Cornelius was the man that Peter was in conversation with here. And Cornelius was a Roman centurion. He was the group that crucified Jesus. And Peter had this grand epiphany that God revealed to him that this message of salvation is even for old Cornelius. And believe it or not, it's for me and you. We're told as Christians that we need to accept responsibility for helping to put Jesus on the cross. Now that was Cornelius and his band of brothers. We had nothing to do with that. That's not what Scripture tells us, is it? We too are responsible for nailing Christ to the cross. But that realization of Christ willingly giving Himself up to us was foretold by the prophets, right? We already knew the story long before it happened. The sad part of that is the disciples and the followers of Jesus in that day, they had to do some more studying to realize after the fact that yes, this story that Jesus tells us was foretold by Isaiah, Jeremiah, prophets. They spoke of this Messiah to come. And they spoke of this crucifixion. And they spoke of resurrection on the third day. Now you know me, I would like to say, how did God figure all that out? How did He get all that to come out at the right time? God must keep some really good notes. His calendar must be very accurate. Because Easter is like Christmas. It's about gifts. That's why I asked the kids this morning, did you wake up and have an Easter basket? I did. An Easter bucket. That bucket represents, I don't know exactly what's in there. But I told her what I liked. I'm sure it's in there. I'm sure it's in there. See, I'm expecting something to be in there. Should I expect the unexpected? The story I told the kids today. When Mary went to the tomb, she expected to find a dead rotting body. And she had been told the story as well. Jesus will rise on the third day. She went there expecting to see a rotting body. How many of us get up every day expecting the same mess we had yesterday? We should get up and expect the unexpected. The blessing for yesterday is not the blessing for today or tomorrow. Expect a new blessing. Expect Jesus to reveal Himself to you in a new way today. Shouldn't we live like every morning is Easter morning? Wow, what a concept. I want to be surprised by God every day. I am surprised by God most days. I'm like, God, what are you doing? It's not in my plan today. You surprised me with this. So in those days, you needed to be Jewish to be a follower of Jesus, most likely. Cornelius represents us. Cornelius represents those that could have even been a part of putting Jesus on the cross. And Peter, in his conversation with him, declares to Cornelius, I can see that God doesn't play favorites. How many of you parents in the room like one of your children better than the others? I'm paying murmuring in the crowd. I come from a family of eight, all told, and I'm their favorite. I won't lie to you. I'm the baby. I'm what, Nancy? I'm the golden child. Marty, Bill, shh. I don't like hecklers when they're behind me. Still got a rock from one of those previous. I hate to tell you all this morning that God loves you just as much as He loves me. Somewhere in Scripture it says you ought not think so highly of yourself. Well, I hope you know. Maybe some of you first-time visitors with us are saying, man, this guy is off his Jesus, lit off his cracker. But you know what? I know you deserve God's love a lot more than I do. I'm a sinner. I can be a bad person, as a matter of fact. I know standing here before you, you find that hard to believe. That God loves you. And this thing called grace, this thing called God's love, is for everyone. Then Peter goes on to say in verses, in our scripture verses this morning, that we're going to talk about this God's acceptance, this God's love, this gospel. In Greek, the word gospel means good news. I always give you an assignment, you know that. Are you going to go out today and tell someone the good news of Jesus Christ? What better day to do it than on Easter? I pray that that would give us courage to give this message to the world on every day that we walk the earth. Our world is pretty negative, isn't it? We live in a negative environment, don't we? It seems that negativity in every turn of our lives. Folks, we've got to leave here today with joy. Joy in what? Joy that you're alive one more day. Joy that you have one more day to share this good news, this gospel. Now that scares you to death. I know it does. But you know why Jesus said you can do it? Peter was telling Cornelius, you can do it. Cornelius, I don't know if his hand drove the nails into Jesus, but he was there. And Peter is telling Cornelius, God loves you. So if we help drive those nails through Jesus' hands and feet, God still loves us. You deserve this gift of love and grace and peace. We need peace. Not just peace in the world. You know, peace in the world is a big thing. And the world's been unpeaceful forever, I think. We can have peace in here. That's where Jesus lives. Do you feel the Holy Spirit alive within you this morning? You know that Holy Spirit that brought him out of the tomb has jumped into each one of us. And we have that Spirit. We have that capacity to love within us. I challenge you today to not speak another word of negativity the rest of your life. The rest of your lives. No more negative thoughts. Everything is peachy keen, right? See, now you're snickering. Isn't life perfect? Isn't life always good? Well, then how can we be happy?
We have joy.
Amen. Where do we get joy? Folks, we don't have to debate whether or not the world is an icky place, because it is. But what we can do is take the joy of the world, joy of the Lord, out into the world. If we can take a piece of ourselves and give it to someone else, and it brings them joy, what more can we ask for? So that's all you have to do. That's all I'm asking you to do, is just go make people happy. Are you up for the challenge? You can do it. Cornelius can do it. And he did it. He became a disciple of Jesus Christ. We spoke in the past weeks here about how has God revealed to us today. And I said, what I see God revealing himself to us today is through other people. Cornelius and Peter both had dreams, and through their prayers, God spoke to them about this gospel being for everyone. I don't know that God is working in us like that as much, but I know I see Jesus in other people. I see Jesus in you. You are Christ's representatives in the world today. That's how God reveals himself to us, to his people, to the world. Now the negative people and the mean people and the crazy dictators of the world get all the headlines, don't they? Don't they get all the news coverage? Do you think if we left this place today and spread love and joy in our community, in our families, around places we reside, that we would make the news talking about what good people come out of Lakeside United Methodist Church? We've got 210 members and a lot of visitors, and we send that many Jesuses out into the world every day. Are you up for the challenge? Be a people of light. Be a people of joy. Be a people of peace. My prayer for you today is leave negativity behind. If you have a negative thought, if you have a negative word on your tongue, chew it up and swallow it. It's poison. Amen. In God's world. Be nice.
Yes.
Let's love one another.
Amen.
You know, God sent Jesus here with two commandments, didn't he? I say this all the time. Moses, or they went up, the Jewish leaders, they had 660 laws. Okay, let's try to live by those. They couldn't do it. Total failure. Moses went up. 10 commandments he came back down with. The first batch he threw on the ground and busted them, because he already found his people in a deplorable state. He goes back up again, gets some more. Comes back down. They lived that time frame trying to live by those 10. How'd they do? Not very good. I can just imagine God and Jesus having a conversation. Look at these miserable people. They come up with all these laws. I tried to work with them. Couldn't do it. I sent 10 down. Couldn't do it. Go down there and tell them two things. Love me, put no other God before me, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen.
And I challenge you all, how are we doing with that?
Not good.
Not very good most of the time. Not very good. When Jesus comes back, is he going to have one this time? How's he going to get our attention? That's the message of Easter today for you. You know, I try to think about what God wants me to say to you folks. He always wants me to tell you that he loves you. I hope you feel the love of God.
Amen.
I hope you feel the love of a risen Christ this morning. And I hope you can tell someone about it. That's all. Just let someone else know. It's one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. I love that quote. I love it. Let's pray. Gracious God, as we've heard the good news from Peter and Paul as well, Father, we died on the cross with you on that Friday, but on this Sunday morning, we are raised in Christ. Father, I pray that as we leave this place today, that your message of hope that Peter shared with Cornelius is the same message for us today. So, Father, as we gather ourselves up today and we go back out into a negative, hurting, terrible world at times, Father, I pray that we can be the light, that we can be a point of joy, a point of light in the world, and that you would give us the courage to be a people of hope and not spread negative feelings. So, Father, I pray a blessing upon each one of us today. Father, I trust when Jesus left the tomb that we can grow to expect the unexpected and expect a new blessing for this day. The blessings for yesterday were for yesterday. The blessings for today are for today. So, Father, we love you. We give you the praise and thanksgiving on this happy, happy, happy Easter morning. We celebrate the risen Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Taken of the beautiful cross with your family and friends here today. So be sure and stick around for that. The beautiful cross we have created to honor our beautiful Savior, Jesus Christ. Receive this benediction. As we leave this place, Father God, let us be the joy and the light that brings good into the world. Father, let us leave negativity in this place and take our positive joy of a positive Savior out into the world. We pray in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Amen.